The daily grind on the job can be hard work, and it can be dangerous, no matter what sort of career you have. You have arrived in a unique exhibit where workers share their stories about how their jobs can sometimes have a negative impact on their health. You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. It's produced by the Alberta Workers' Health Center. I'm the Workus attendant, and my name is Daryl Rochelle. Now, in just a moment, a story about a worker who was injured on the job. But first, if you or someone you know has been hurt at work, come and talk with me right after you've listened to this story. I want to record your story and include it in the Workus. I bet you think one of the safest jobs in the world would be a career as a monk. But here's a story from a former Trappist monk who had a bad day down on the monastery farm.
My name is Tom Abel, and I actually live in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, and I'm here on a visit, and I've been requested to tell my story of an accident that occurred years ago in the monastery in Iowa, USA, as a Trappist novice. We were working all together. There were about 10 of us, 10, 12 of us, in this tremendous big barn with the main floor was full of cows who were milking, and up at the top was lofts where we stored hay. So the conveyor belt would bring the hay bales up, and we would store them, stack them. And so I noticed one of my fellow novices jumped across from one landing to another, and it wasn't too far, and he made it. So I said, well, if he made it, I can make it. So I went over and tried, but I didn't quite make it. I grabbed onto one bale of hay, and the hay kind of collapsed, and I fell backwards and fell about 20 feet and landed on my back. But as I landed, the back of my head cracked onto a stationary oak ladder in the middle of the barn, and I was made unconscious. But as I awakened out of my unconscious state, there was a pitchfork right within inches of my back, with the fork